my head hurt. You want to see the top of my head?
No.
I'll give you a dollar.
No.
How ironic that the two most horrifying things you can think of are a tongue that has lots of hair and my head that has none. Rick.
I don't want to see your scabby crew cut.
It's not a, that's a mean thing to say.
Isn't it a scabby crew cut?
Yes, but you don't have to say it.
Okay.
Rick. About that hideous photo. Thrush is a, wait for it, yeast infection. Also known as hoof and mouth disease. I thought that was anthrax. It is covered or cured with purple, blah, a flower, and does not look anything like your picture. George does not know what he's talking about. Oh, this is another George. It is white. They don't inject you with live flu, by the way. They use dead flu. Thought you'd like to know. And this whole show today has just been like weird hair and disease and hairiness where it doesn't belong. And, all right. Anyway, it's 503-733-2970. Hey, both the chicks in that photograph are hot. Of course, Sarah and the other girl both, but she does look like she's in pain. Maybe that looks a little hotter. How about this? See, everybody's... It's almost pointless now. I went all the trouble of posting it. No one's in my corner. Hola, Rick. As a girl, I can guarantee you that was not a kiss. It just looks like two friends joking around. But I'm sure it will be enough to feed the Sarah X Dylan posse. By the way, why did you torture us with the hairy tongue?
Ugh.
Ooh, that's what I have to do.
So did I tell you about this awesome thing I found on the internet yesterday?
I'm just thinking of what it could possibly have been.
So I found this...
Is it that site? Oh, okay, never mind. What?
Well, no, it's the, it's this one that has this, it's this MySpace hacker thing that, it doesn't exactly hack into people's accounts, but people, like, aka celebrities, like maybe I've been looking at Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton's comments about doing cocaine together.
Theoretically.
Not theoretically. That you can go through all their private comments and see everything that they post, even though
Wait, so you can turn private profiles public?
Yes. It is addictive.
That's fantastic.
And after reading all this...
Are you using it right now?
Yeah, you find out that, like, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, Hillary Duff, all those girls are all best friends. They're all writing back and forth
totally
to each other.
Oh, I totally... would you even doubt it?
No, well, I wouldn't doubt it, but, yeah, because Paris is like, oh, we tricked them, silly bitches. You know, now they finally know that we're friends again, but we'll try and, you know, throw in another fight.
Now, that's got to be... I mean, that totally makes sense, though, because ever since Paris Hilton's sidekick got hacked into that one time, nobody uses their sidekick for anything. Photographs of you macking on some other girl to get out there. So it totally makes sense that they would use MySpace and yet still think that it's a secret because it's...
Well, because you can't see their profiles. All you can see are
their comments.
But since they all...
But that's
how
they communicate,
bitches,
though.
Yeah, they just communicate back and forth so everyone can see their comments.
They're all spotlight-grubbing whores.
Totally.
All right. It's 503...
Maybe I'll post that on my website.
Yes, I believe you should.
I believe I
but
might.
But put a picture of a hairy tongue. For the rest of the week, all of the hot or interesting photos...
I don't want to post the hairy tongue on there.
But we should put that next... It's a little bit of pleasure with your pain, pain with your pleasure. Any, like, for the rest... Like, I think for every day for the rest of the week, I'm going to post a picture of... Somebody sent me a site that's just thousands... And it's not porn, because they're all dressed, and you can't... There's no nudity. But thousands and thousands of amateur photos of just girls kissing, which is... And I don't want to... I'm not trying to gross you out, but I'm just saying, as a guy, that's the thing that... That, in a way, is almost hotter than actual porn. It's just like two girls, just especially if it's obviously amateur. In other words, not posed for some magazine. It's just like two chicks at a club, and whatever. And that is almost hotter than, like... Well, it is definitely hotter than, like, the tacky, posed, vivid video, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I think I had to do it, but anyway, for the rest of the week, it's just like a picture of the day of girls kissing, but then right next to it, the big, hairy tongue. Just, see, you know, that's just sort of a, you see, which, you know, like an irresistible force, immovable object thing. All right, here's what we're going to do. We'll bring on Roop, then Tim Riley, and then we will do the pop culture face-off with Ryan the Geek from across the hall. Ladies and gentlemen, in Los Angeles, CNN Radio correspondent James Roop. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you, brother?
I'm all right. How are you?
Somebody sent me a photo of a tongue covered in hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Real photo?
That's a real photo. It's from the Mayo Clinic, and I'm unable to get the name of the condition, but apparently there is a condition that covers your tongue with a thick, black, coarse hair. So what I've done is, if you go to rickemerson.com, there's a photo of Sarah Dillon involved in what I believed to be a kiss, but what the listeners have now found, the listeners have ruled that it is not a kiss, but it is Sarah and another woman. They were at some bar. And it is somebody's tongue was in somebody else's mouth, blah, 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 blah.
Not
but
the, in the mouth. In
your tongue, I would say that there's a good inch of your... I don't want to get back into this, baby. You were...
Okay.
I don't want to revisit the unpleasantness where you were all mean to Rick Emerson.
Everyone's agreeing with me.
I'm just saying there's... I would estimate. I'm not trying to belabor the point, but I'm saying... There is an element of your tongue that is in her mouth. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying anything more than that. And I believe that is empiric, as a scientific fact, as Ron Burgundy would say. Anyway, but next to that, I put a picture of the hairy tongue. So it's like you got to see one to see the other. Sort of a, you know, sort of a bacon and ice cream kind of a thing. I don't even know what I'm talking about here.
That's just bad.
Yeah. Oh, are you there?
Oh, that's just bad.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. That's a real photo, too. That's like an actual medical photo.
See, and Jim Roop, what do you think of the picture of me and the other girl?
Would you call that a kiss?
It looks like they're fighting.
It went, okay, but look.
And like she got my tongue.
Okay, like I got your nose kind of a thing. But if I had a picture of you and Ed McCarthy.
How'd you get your tongue that close to her?
It's a,
it was my birthday party night, and I was just a little...
And that's a really good question. That's not a thing where you could just trip and, like, your tongue lands in her mouth.
No, you're sticking that tongue out there.
Yeah, I believe I was sticking my tongue out.
So, that's a good question, Jim Roop. See, leave it to the guy from CNN. You dig deeper, my friend. So you're there, and this is where? At a club or at a bar or something?
Yeah, at a bar.
Do kids say club anymore?
No.
What do you say? Bar?
I don't know, you're just going to a show. You don't
a show? A thing?
A club. Yeah.
All right.
Unless you do go to a club, which I don't know anybody who goes to
a club. I would call that a show.
Okay, so you're hanging out there. You're at a bar. Okay, so it's you and this girl.
And like a ton of other people. There were a ton of people there that you just couldn't see anybody.
It is a good question, though. So how does one get from point A to point kiss? So you're there, sitting there. She's sitting there. What is the chain of events that happens?
I think we were all like dancing and stuff.
That's very close dancing.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I've told you my night was blurry. It was my birthday weekend. I really don't know how it happened.
It's so convenient, so clever, too, that you could just be like, I don't know, I was just all drunk.
And then look at Nancy Pelosi right below that. She doesn't have her tongue out.
By the way, you will note that Nancy Pelosi, she is embracing one of the official, I would say maybe not the official, the unofficial slogan of the Rick Emerson Show, which is that she is embracing what, Jim Roop? A what for America?
A new direction for America.
Yes, Nancy Pelosi loves new directions.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Apparently so does Sarah.
Yeah. We're a big fan of anybody who uses the phrase or the idea of new direction. We're just getting all off the point here. Well, two things. There's two quick hits here. I know there's some Michael Jackson stuff. I don't talk about that today. I don't even care. Why are we still giving this nitwit airtime? And, of course, here I am helping him. When did John Mark Carr do an interview with Larry King?
Apparently last night.
God, I
didn't
hate that
know
guy.
About it.
I didn't even know about it until I read this. John Mark Carr... John,
he didn't say anything. Did you listen to it?
No, I didn't. All I know is what it says here, which is John Mark Carr denies ever confessing to the murder of JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah.
Okay, can someone just take this guy out back and deal with him as he needs to be dealt with? This attention whoring, he's had his time. He's done. He's finished. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, I hate even talking about it, but I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the reason they arrested him is because there's a bunch of emails with him saying, I did it, I did it, I did it, I do it again. I mean, isn't that the thing?
Yeah.
Well, okay. And so, now we're done.
Yeah.
I just don't even know what to say. The whole thing is just so surreal, and of course, Larry King just feeds on this. This is exactly the kind of thing. Larry King, who does look like some kind of reptile as he gets older, and it's just, you know, he just has no standards, no, tonight we're talking to John Mark Carr. Why would you want to have, as a guest on your television program, a guy who, by all rights, ought to be in prison for having a bunch of photos of child pornography and only escape prison because of the ineptitude of the LAPD?
It wasn't the LAPD, it was Colorado.
Or Colorado. But, I mean, only in Larry King's world does that strike you as like an A kind of guest. You know what I mean?
Well, not only that, but Larry King would ask him a question and say, you don't have to answer this, but... Well, why would you say that?
Because you're Larry King and because the oxygen flow to your brain stopped a long time ago.
I gotta ask you. You don't have to answer.
I'm distracted
with... Just sit here and be quiet. That's great television.
I'm currently distracted by thinking of my 19-year-old Mormon wife, John Mark Carr, and furthermore... All right, well...
That's too tight.
Yeah. And then...
Oklahoma, hello.
What's your question? I'm not a big fan of his television, but when I was growing up, man, I would listen to his radio show, and I am so glad that I chose to emulate other people in the radio world, because emulating Larry King just leads you to every phone call that's 4 seconds long, because he just sounded so, and still sounds so perpetually angry with everyone who calls him. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Hi, Larry, I love your show. What's your question? It's like 3.5 seconds in, he's like leaping through the phone at you. All right. I'm so distracted today. It's this hairy tongue thing. Let's talk a little bit about our good friend O.J. Simpson and Fred Goldman. I thought that this was settled where... clarify something here. I understand that if O.J. Simpson, if this all goes through, that if he uses his name to make any money, Fred Goldman gets the money.
No, that's the petition Fred Goldman put before the court. And so far, at least today anyway, the judge is siding with O.J. Simpson.
Oh, I see. And they told Goldman to go pound it.
Yeah, but she also says she would take it under submission. There's no formal ruling today on the petition. O.J. Simpson is saying, look, I live in Florida now. I'm a Floridian, so I don't have to live by California law. And this case was filed in California. And so far, the judge is saying, you know, he's got a point there. Let me take this under submission right now.
Let me ask you this. Do you suppose, and I know this sounds like a crass question, but do you suppose that O.J. Simpson dates? Do you suppose that there are women out there who are like, O.J. Simpson, sign me up?
Sure.
I mean, they just can't wait to go out with that guy. And I sound like a sleazy, like some shock jock question, but I really do wonder about stuff like that. You wonder if there's the women who are just like, you know, they just can't wait to get their hands on O.J.
Well, look, I mean, the Night Stalker had women after him.
Richard Ramirez.
Todd Peterson.
Oh, man.
It's a very strange world in which we live, sir.
Dude, you don't even know. Have you ever seen an interview with that woman who's married to Richard Ramirez?
Yes.
I got to tell you, I watched, like all suburban white American males, I grew up with kind of a fixation on serial killers. And that Richard Ramirez, you know, the Night Stalker, I mean, of course, in L.A., you know, the guy's very infamous. He's creepy, but you know what? As creepy as Richard Ramirez is, that woman who's married to him is like 100 times creepier.
Yeah, he opts to stay in jail just so he doesn't have to go home with her.
She is flat out terrifying.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, and terrifying, and she's outwardly very normal. She's got an IQ of like 170, not an ugly woman, but kind of plain looking, dresses very simply, does not exhibit any external signs of being crazy. But man, you look in her eyes, that woman who is married, I would just watch a whole documentary about her. Just these crazy, dead, like doll eyes. And just so obviously completely bat-ass nutty.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no real point here except to say that that woman, if you ever get the chance to interview her, I'm telling you, man, she is just... There's hundreds of years of therapy lurking inside that woman's head somewhere, so...
Well, so bottom line is there are creepy, doll-eyed women who would like to date O.J. Simpson.
All right, I'm writing that down. We're doing phrases of the day. Hold on.
That's your phrase.
No, it's great. There are creepy, doll-eyed women who would like to date O.J. Simpson. We're writing down great phrases that occur in the show today. Who would like to date O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson. Here are some of the other great phrases we've had today. Lisa Goddard said the following to me today. She said, Rick, I should give you my mom's phone number. I swear to God she said that. And we had this phrase, toss me in a pot of boiling water and watch my eyeballs pop out.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So it's been the best show ever. All right, I apologize for having no real point or direction today.
No, well... because we're looking for a new direction.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's an alley-oop. That's what that was right there. You don't disappoint, my friend.
Thank you.
A little pick and roll right there. All right, Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, there you go. There's Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, the world's greatest newsman, one of a kind, cut from his own cloth, walking tall, speaking softly and carrying a big stack of news. A man, a legend. He makes his own rules. He lives by his own law. He answers to no man.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth,
thank you.
This is Tim Riley.
I don't have anywhere else to go there.
Well, then, I don't know what to say. The president signed legislation today authorizing tough interrogation of terror suspects and smoothing the way for trials before military commissions calling it a vital tour in the fight against terrorism. What does this do?
I would imagine it just has something to do with a hose and the underside of your
testicles. Law protects these detainees from blatant abuses, including rape. Like, this is going on before and by whom and where, probably in these secret prisons. No more torture. No more cruel and inhumane treatment. We're turning over a new leaf in these secret prisons, wherever they are.
So these prisons, so the rape rooms are going away. Why is it always, why always with the rape rooms?
Well, they were left over from Saddam, and we just packed them up and moved them elsewhere.
But they weren't being used.
They're like prefabs.
Is that a whole lot? Well, you got all these rape rooms here, and you're not even doing any raping. What?
Load them back into the Humvee and bring them to the green zone.
Look, if you got a waffle iron, you got to make waffles. You got a rape room, you got to rape. Birds gotta fly.
So,
I'm sorry.
Civil libertarians say the president can now, with the approval of Congress, indefinitely hold people without charge, take away protections against horrific abuse, put people on trial based on hearsay, this has been going on for years, and sentence people to death based on testimony beaten out of witnesses. Nothing can be further from American values.
Of course. No, of course not. All right.
Mike Tyson said fans should not expect much of a fight when he steps back into the ring.
You suppose?
The 40-year-old former heavyweight champ promises an entertaining show Friday night when he launches Mike Tyson's World Tour in Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, fantastic. It's going to be... You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of that... God, what is... What's the other hack the has-been? Oh, Mr. T. Did anybody watch the Mr. T show? The I Pity the Fool?
No.
Boy, it's just sad. It's not even on a real network. It's on TV Land. So it's just, I guess you just gotta milk whatever glory you can. But I mean, boy, Mike Tyson, we were talking earlier about the Kim Jong-il. He's basically just a 6-year-old with unlimited power and whatever. And that, I mean, that's totally the Mike Tyson thing too. I mean, he's just a 6-year-old who could, punch like a freaking train. But I mean, he's just so completely, that guy, and I'm putting him right now, he's at the top of my Deadpool. Mike Tyson will be dead within 5 years. I'm saying that right now. 5 years, dead by his own hand. 5 years from now.
Well, he said stops on the tour might include bouts with women.
Oh.
Possibly professional boxer and Wolf.
That's
what everyone's thinking.
Those are later in the hotel room.
When asked if he's joking about fighting women, Tyson said, "No, I'm very serious. Bring them on."
Really? How much would we pay to see Mike Tyson and Tonya Harding fight it out? And really, you got to say that she'd have a pretty even chance at this point.
Let's get on the phone to promotions right away.
All right, Susan Reynolds, there you go. There's your mission, should you choose to be accepted. Rick, from today forward, today will always be referred to as the Day of the Hairy Tongue. Much as yesterday will henceforth be referred to as Wenatchee Banana Day. That is all. All right, well, there you go. People are sending me endless photos of the hair. Who knew that they were... listen to this. My boss had a yeast infection on his tongue. This may or may not have been caused by the incident when the bird pooped in his mouth. Did you ever see that video of that happening to Cyndi Lauper?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Tim knows what I'm talking about. It was in New York about a year and a half ago, where Cyndi Lauper, she's on stage, and she's belting out some song. Girls just want it. Man, bird flies overhead, right in there, right down the smokestack. I mean, that'll stay with you forever. If there's some tastes, and you know that this is true, where it's like you get that taste in your mouth. You can't ever scrub that away. That's a taste that'll never come out of your mouth. Cyndi Lauper is going to be 85 years of age, and it's great too, because I think she was on stage for some radio station concert in New York, and yeah, the bird, and it was like it was laser guided, because she's opening her mouth. Cyndi Lauper's got a great voice, but she does a lot of that very open throat singing. She's very projects a lot. It was like that Scud missile from Gulf War I, where it went right down that guy's chimney, where she just opens her mouth, and right at that moment, it was like a pelican or some crap flying right overhead, zing, right in there. You taste that when you're 90. Here's Tim Riley.
Jackie Chan, famous for his daredevil stunts, said he's frustrated by Hollywood safety rules. There were so many safety insurance rules to follow, he said in an interview. I know they want to make sure that I'm safe when I do my stunts, but sometimes they insist they use protective gear.
Well, bastards.
Which is frustrating. It takes so much time to put this stuff on. He's best known in the U.S. for Rush Hour movies with Chris Tucker. He says he feels less encumbered when making films in Hong Kong.
You know,
go ahead and do what needs to be done.
Things used to crippled. Somebody told me that he made a porn film. Somebody was telling me that last week. There's some Jackie Chan. Please do not send me anything about it. I don't need to know. Somebody was telling me that there's some Jackie Chan porn film floating around the net one of those things he was young, needed the money, blah, blah, blah.
Let's do one more here, and then we'll break. We'll come back with Dennis Pitzenbarger, and we'll give away these Al Gore tickets.
A study finds that caffeine abuse is high among younger Americans searching for a legal high or just trying to stay alert. They may be abusing caffeine pills. The American College of Emergency Physicians said a review of records at the Illinois Poison Center in Chicago found more than 250 cases of medical complications from ingesting caffeine supplements. 12% of them requiring hospitalization, including treatment in intensive care units. The average age of those who have abused caffeine supplements over the course of 3 years was 21.
Okay, if you have to go to the hospital because of too much caffeine, you're a sissy, and the world would be better off without you anyway, because clearly you have no intestinal fortitude of any kind. B, the only reason that this happens is because any time that there's anything legal on the market that actually works to keep you awake, the government just takes it away. Any time there's something that actually serves its intended function, it actually functions properly to keep you alert and awake, it is immediately outlawed, which is then why you go to 7-Eleven, they just sell nothing but endless tubes of little bee pollen that does nothing. So that's why you get, all those kids in high school. They're jacking themselves. I was in high school when Vivrin came out, which is essentially just no dose, which is in turn essentially just coffee. And all it really does is make you hurl. So, I mean, it's, you got to toughen up. All right. There you go, kids. Let's take a break here. We'll come back, Dennis Pitzenbarger, and we will endeavor to give away these tickets to the Al Gore, the as-of-yet-unnamed Al Gore Global Warming presentation with the Pop Culture Face-Off. So, Scotty, I'll tell you what. We'll take caller number 5 for that right now. Caller number 5 to play in the Pop Culture Face-Off. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Back after this. Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. Wait, let me find the... does it feel like we've gotten nothing done today? You know, you know what it is? It's because that hairy tongue, it took over everything. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Radio. Let me find his... There we go. Thank you. Attention, fuel. Keeps you in attention, fuel. Right behind you, flash the light.
You're
so white.
Was he dancing?
Can I have a hip-hop introduction to my radio program?
Good Lord.
Dude, in a salmon-colored tie and a wife beater.
Why is everybody giving me a hard time about the wife beater? It's an East Coast thing. I'm not from the East Coast.
It's an East Coast thing. You're from St. John's or something, aren't you?
I'm from Pendleton.
Fantastic. From prison town.
Oh.
Yes.
No, it's just a style. Maybe I've watched too many episodes of Sopranos.
Yeah, never mind. I'm the wrong guy. I don't want to make any comments. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I can only dress because Sarah tells me what to wear.
And this is pink, not salmon.
It is. Look, salmon is pink, my friend.
Oh, it is?
Avocado is green and salmon is pink.
Okay.
I hate that. I'm not saying it's a bad tie. I'm just saying it's, you can make it work. I couldn't make pink clothing work in any way. You and Scotty J. Speaking of which, and you totally pointed this out, but now that you pointed it, I can totally notice that Scotty J is rocking the cologne today.
Definitely, I would say Dakar.
Yeah.
Probably the fifth bottle he's had.
Seriously. It's, as you said, would you say you finally found that polo that you've had since high school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh.
It's probably some color. They used to do this in the 80s. I don't think there's anymore. I remember that for a while in the 80s, like you would buy certain brands of jeans. I remember Bugle Boy at one point. You would buy Bugle Boy and it came with cologne. It was like Bugle Boy jeans. Buy 3 pair. Get some free cologne. That's what you want to be wearing to the office. Some cologne that came free with some Bugle Boy jeans, which I don't even think exist anymore.
I don't know. I'm cheap. What I do is if I want to wear cologne, I'll just grab one of my wife's fancy like Vogue magazines and say, honey, does this smell good?
I've totally. No. Now, when I was young and broke, because I think, unless you're Scotty J, the stuff. Oh, please.
What's he?
The stuff, listen to this, the stuff I wear, says Scotty, is over $100 a bottle.
You know, yeah, right.
Well, you know what? That's called being a mark, my friend. That's, okay, that's what that is.
Boy, between that and the housekeeper, I got to get into his job, man.
Yeah. It's not Dracar. Oh, he's typing, Jesus Christ, he says, not Dracar. Dracar is bogus. All right.
Did you wear cool water?
Let's.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say.
Okay,
except
you don't make yourself look smarter by saying you paid $100 for some smelly water.
Scotty,
if you paid $100, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. It's like 80 to 100 bucks.
You've been swindled.
What's it called?
It starts with an E.
I hope it cures cancer.
And then you don't know the name.
I could look it up, but it's some E-S...
Seriously, it better stop leukemia.
Estee Lauder?
No.
$100. No, how big is the bottle?
You should see
how
the
big
packaging.
Is the bottle?
That's
how I want to see
the bottle's like this big.
Okay, no cologne that comes in a bottle the size of a football is good. Is there any to your Suave shampoo too?
It's
like whatever's
Suave.
In the bottom
I don't
shelf.
I use Suave shampoo. Thus,
what
I
is the name of
hair.
Your cologne?
It starts with E. I'd have to look it up because it comes in this huge box and it's like some French name or something.
Did you pick it out or did Mrs. J pick that out?
She picked it out like 2-3 years ago and we've been buying it ever since. And each bottle for $100 lasts like a year and 2 months or so. Except for today, I caked it on.
Do you actually wear cologne every day?
Yeah, of some sort, but not the same stuff every day.
Why is that? Who is it that you're wearing the cologne for?
Come on.
I'm wearing
I don't know.
You know, it's to hide the smell.
Oh, it's to hide the booze.
One thing, yeah, hides the booze smell, but kind of like...
Tim, is it for the ladies?
Kind of like Tim from the Timnasium. I, too, sweat profusely at times, and so I wear the cologne to just kind of cover up the... You know, the sweat.
What about
see, your
deodorant?
Sweat is, seriously, they sell
deodorant.
Stuff now you can put on
yeah,
your
yeah,
arms.
Yeah,
you may have heard
too.
Of it.
I use that.
So
do you spray cologne in your armpit?
That's a fair question, do you?
Yeah.
Is that a fair question?
Have you ever put cologne in your private area?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right,
positive.
Come on.
No, I haven't.
All you guys have.
Well, you know, they sell Calvin Klein, I think it was, used to sell a cologne. I swear to God, it was called Men's Other Cologne.
It was called Private Benjamin. Sorry, that was bad.
Anyway, so it was called Men's Other Cologne. There was also, I only know this because there was a Playboy article about this at one point, actually, about it was a failed product. They tried to launch it, and like men, no one ever bought it. There was two, and this is how good of an idea they thought it was. There was one called Calvin Klein's Men's Other Cologne, which was for your swimsuit area. And then there was one called Below the Belt. And who did they think would ever buy that? Hello, I need to buy some Below the Belt. Like, what? Who would... You might as well just start spraying Febreze on your...
I went to the tanning salon before my birthday, and they had all these different colored, like, dyes.
Uh-huh.
And it was called dye for the hair down there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see,
and it was all different colors. They had, like, purple and blue and white.
I think women, though, the parameters are more broad for women. You can get away with, you know, it's a whole, I don't dwell on it. But, you know, but I mean, but men, I can't fathom what guy would ever have the stones to walk into a store and buy a cologne.
It's simply for, you know what that is? It's simply to be a counterpart to making your man go and buy a feminine product at the store. You need to have that.
Oh, so it's something you can make her buy?
Yeah.
Honey, I need you to go to the store and buy me some cigs and some cheese and some cologne for my crotch. And a pizza. All right.
And some hair dye.
All right. So you wear cologne because you sweat a lot? You're not sweating now.
No, I just wear it so I don't stink when I do sweat. Okay.
But I mean, seriously, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, but don't they sell antiperspirant and deodorant?
Yeah, I use that too.
So you have to triple up? What,
yeah,
let me ask you
and
this.
I use facial
and
creams.
I'm going to position this mic between the two of you so you don't have to grab it. Because if you grab it, it makes a little noise there. Someday we'll have another microphone. So let me ask you this, Scott. Now, I'm fascinated. I was supposed to be doing this Al Gore thing, but I think we're all fascinated by this. I'm just
going to
leave that there. Because see, when you grab it, the arm makes a little noise. So let me ask you this. So I only ask because I'm very curious about this because you volunteered the information. At any given time, like to now, how many as you would call them, stink removal products are you wearing at any time? Three?
No, it's
an antiperspirant.
and then cologne.
A deodorant?
Yeah, that's about it.
All right.
A little foot powder.
Do you wear foot powder?
No, I don't.
All right.
Well, the facial cream smells, though. So that's actually four.
And the hair stuff that I have to use probably has a smell to it, too.
That's five.
It's strange that you have some, and I hate to use this word, but there is no other word for it, that you do have so many sort of metro tendencies in some areas. And then, as Sarah has noted, your clothing is sort of from a different man. There are two Scotties.
Oh, do you see how coordinated his shoes are with his fleece?
How many pairs of shoes
totally
do you
are.
To fleece jacket, and it is coordinated with your Nikes.
If you notice, the stripe on the shoes is coordinated with
Adidas?
The undershirt.
Yeah.
Those are Skechers.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so, because it's very strange. I'm not picking on you. It's just very strange that you seem very conscious of style. In other words, it matters a lot to you, but if Sarah is to be believed, maybe theory and execution are not on the same page. In other words, you believe that maybe Scotty could stand to have a little bit of adjustment maybe specific things he
what
buys.
What I wear here to work, you know, is...
They aren't your party clothes?
Ultra casual. It's not my party clothes. I mean, I can't...
It's not shark skin.
Scotty, but we saw you at my birthday and you were wearing that green silk shirt.
I know,
shirt.
That's exactly what I'm saying. The shark skin. That's totally what he's wearing.
You actually touched it. You said, oh, I like this shirt. Maybe you're just being nice. I don't know, but...
Okay, I touched carpet swatches at the store, too. It doesn't mean you ought to wear it to a party.
Yeah, you love that shirt.
All right. So you have to bring your cologne in. I want to know. I just want to know what it is. I want to
figure out what the name of it is.
Yes.
I would say that you've probably brought in plenty.
Now, I got to see how much you sweat. We could have some sort of a sweat cam on you.
Thing is,
what makes you sweat? Is it more physical activity or is it like when you get nervous?
I think it's more just nerves because it doesn't matter if I'm here or where I am or, you know, it could be the temperature.
Where do you sweat the most? Is it from your
armpits?
Really?
I thought you were taking
just
all
like,
places.
Just like the
gymnasium. That's what I'm... Oh, no. So, just like you go to the gymnasium. Have you and Tim Savage talked a lot about sweat?
No, but he talks about it, and I have the same problem.
Okay, so it's more of an... It's an underarm sweat that you have.
Yeah, and I use antiperspirant deodorant, and it just doesn't stop. It
you know what's interesting
pours.
Is that... You know what's interesting is that many of our Asian brethren do not sweat. And if they do, there is very little body odor. Asians, Don and Mike, had a whole week-long show about this because they did not believe it. Because they had a producer at one point who was Korean, I believe, and he had made the observation. He did not believe. Okay,
oh my God.
I'm trying to tell the story about Koreans and body odor. No, Don and Mike had this. Anyway, but the guy made this claim. He said that people from Asian cultures often, that the body chemistry was such that they had very, very little body odor. He said that in many Asian countries, they didn't really have any market for that product. And Don and Mike made him go on a treadmill for like 3 hours, and then they smelled under his armpits. Swear to God, they said it was just like completely sweet and clean smelling. Okay, you are actually using the engineering tool. We have this engineering tool that you can point at something. It looks like a little water pistol or like a stud finder maybe it looks like a pistol grip stud finder for like a wall. But if you pointed at something, it will tell you what the temperature of that object is.
Well, that's what I figured, is I would do a little test. Like if I could test like Sarah's armpit.
Okay, Sarah, can we test the temperature of your armpit?
You know that ain't happening.
Oh, come on. No. We've already seen you with your tongue, and I'll do mine if you do yours.
No.
I'm just thinking that you're more relaxed than Scotty.
I like how we can put a picture of you with your tongue in another woman's mouth, but we can't see. And you can talk about how your hair itches, but we can't see what your body temperature is.
Everyone has their limits.
Fine, you can do mine.
Okay, here we go. There it is.
All right. Under the clothes or over the clothes?
I would say, well, you got to take that off.
I don't think it works.
No. You need to take... I've done that. Here, I'll do it to myself. Here.
Well, under my armpit, it would just be 98.6.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Just shoot that into the arm there.
Mine was like 80.
Okay, I would say that it's a 90, a solid 90. Now, let's see.
No, I'm dead. Shouldn't it be at least 98?
Well, it's not going to pick up your exact body temperature. Don't mess up your hair, Scotty, while you're... I don't see your hair.
Oh, that shirt just came off with the fleece.
Really?
You missed it.
Damn it.
Scotty, your back is very smooth. Do you wax? Are you
Scotty,
sure?
Can I see your back?
No. See, now...
You're just comfortable showing, Rick?
Okay, we're now putting the shooting... He entered the heat detector down Scotty's arm, his armpit area.
It's 94. It is literally
four degrees higher than me. All right, that's interesting. Maybe there's some kind of sweat removal product we can find, Scotty.
Maybe.
Okay,
or you can just wear, like, ice. Just a backpack with ice all day long.
Let's do that. Exactly.
All right, let's do this contest.
All right. Who should I take here? This caller.
The third guy.
This Ken here?
Yeah.
21? All right. Let's see. Ken.
Yes.
Hello, sir. You're on the Rick Emerson program. How are you, sir?
Great.
All right. So,
I like listening to the episode of The Office where the sharper image is Gaydar.
Yes, thank you. We've got a pair of tickets we're going to be giving away here for Al Gore's global warming presentation. We'll come up with a better name for that tomorrow. Tuesday, October 24th, 8 p.m. at the Rose Garden. Tickets available one something. Where are they available? Where the hell? I don't even know where they're available. I'm looking right here. I swear to God, I'm trying to give him a plug. Well, whatever. Rosequarter.com, probably. You can find out more about that. All right, so here is the deal. Because Sarah does not feel confident in her Trivial Pursuit pop culture abilities, Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune will be playing in your stead, Ken. And so what we will do here, Sarah, how do you want to do this? We've got a card.
I'll pick them.
Okay. And so do we want to do best of five?
Yes.
We'll do best of...
We can do one from every... Oh, we could do best of six. We could do one from every category.
All right. So we will do best of six here. Sarah will ask the questions. Whoever knows it first between Dennis and myself will say the name, and then we will do best of six. If Dennis wins, sir, in your stead, you will win the tickets. If not, they will go back in the hopper.
Now, do I... Is it standard rules, Dennis, and then I answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And you do not have to wait until the question is completely finished.
Okay.
All right, are we ready?
Going?
All right, Ken, listen now as Dennis attempts to win you a pair of tickets to the Al Gore presentation. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
All right, Dennis, are you ready?
I am ready.
I was so involving the listeners. We just make them sit on the phone as we play.
Well, no, because there was some question about whether or not being on the phone makes it hard to hear because
of
the
does.
Gating. And
right.
So whether it's hard. All right.
All right, this is a movie question. What advice did Peter Parker's uncle give him that he adopted
Rick,
as a motto in Spider-Man?
With great power comes great responsibility. Yeah, in your face!
That's wrong.
Is it wrong?
No, it's right.
Oh, yeah.
I
that's
knew.
Right. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
All right. That's one for me, Rick Emerson.
Okay. Who was playing Becky Connor when Roseanne ended?
I can picture the face.
Well, it's not Sarah Gilbert, is it?
No.
No, I got nothing.
No, that's not Becky.
Well, that's I didn't really watch Roseanne all that much. I'm a casual Roseanne viewer. Yeah, I got nothing.
Ken, anything? Okay.
No, we got nothing. All right.
Here's another one. What actress inspired a 1982 hit single by Toto?
Oh, Rick. Roseanne Arquette.
That is correct.
Yeah, in your face, Dennis. It's two for me, Rick Emerson.
Oh, I've had my...
We're going to have to find somebody else to play for the listeners. Listeners aren't getting anything.
You should have known better to put me against you.
All right, let's go.
All right, gosh.
You should give me a hint, actually, is what should happen.
All right.
What high school is the alma mater of Nicolas Cage, Alicia Silverstone, and David Schwimmer?
Rick. Hollywood High.
Wrong.
Ah! All right. I was just guessing at that. All right.
I have to say for the area, Beverly Hills High.
That is correct.
All right. Fine. All right. So that is Dennis has 1-2 for me, Rick Emerson. All right.
Okay. Let's see. What Me Generation gag gift was created by Gary Dahl?
Three. Rick Emerson.
Did you say it?
I didn't. I thought he had called it. Go ahead.
Pet Rock. That's right.
I was gonna
that
say,
is correct.
I would have got it wrong. I was going to say the whoopee cushion.
Right. No.
How many of these am I doing?
I don't know because I'm just going to keep... you're going to line them up and I'm going to keep knocking them down. We have to change the rules. The
is there a car question in there?
The listeners are never going to win anything.
Why don't I give you the answer and you can ask me the question?
Do you realize I feel bad now. I almost feel bad about being so good. The listeners are never going to win.
These need to be car questions.
All right. I'm sorry, what's that, Ken?
I said you might have to have me give you a shot against you if Dennis can't ask.
Yeah, seriously. All
right. Hey, I'm not that far. It's 3-1. I'm not that far behind.
All right.
All right. What's the last name of sports commentator Jimmy the Greek?
Rick. Oh, I don't know. I said that to, it's... Oh, God, I don't know.
I think
Ken?
It starts with a W. Is that anywhere near?
You guys are both wrong.
We're so hapless.
Snyder.
This is the worst contest ever.
This is the worst. These are the dumbest questions.
I don't know why. This is the lamest, least interesting. I'm so bad at contesting. You know what we ought to do? We really ought to give away a pair of Al Gore tickets to the person who can come up with a better mechanism for giving away Al Gore tickets. That's what we really ought to do. All right. Jesus, for the love of God. All right. I think we have to break here. Let's do one more and then we'll take a break.
Okay, what network slogan in 1980 was Looking Good Together?
Okay, you did, but
did I get it? Yeah, CBS.
You didn't even read the question yet.
Hey, Hey, you said you could chime in anytime.
Those are shenanigans. Hey, you were reading off the card. She hadn't even said the freaking question.
See no shenanigans here. This is radio. This is theater of the mind.
We're taking a break. We're ending now. Taking a break.
I'm here for you, Ken.
I'm going to give them to Ken just because I feel bad that he got paired with a cheater. Ken?
Oh!
We're giving you a pair of tickets to go see Al Gore at the Rose Garden Tuesday, October 24th. Stay there. I cannot believe that.
Ken sounded enthralled.
I was happy just because I got one.
That's the worst contest ever. All right.
Yeah, you can just take these home with you.
It seemed like such a good idea this morning when I was asleep. Back after this, the Rick Emerson radio program. He's dead right there. Don't go anywhere. Social distortion. All right. I want to tell you about the guys volunteering to smell Scotty's armpits. Rick, does Scotty have a members-only jacket? Does he still wear his members-only jacket? It would seem to fit his style. Let's take up a collection to buy him a Miata. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pay a final visit to the greatest place on earth, the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Dateline Houston, a federal judge this afternoon vacated the conviction of Enron's late founder, Ken Lay. What does that mean? There isn't a chance that anyone will get a dime from this estate.
Are you kidding me?
$43.5 million is what the government was seeking. Case closed.
Are you kidding me?
No.
And because he's dead, crafty bastard. That
from
they
Houston.
They can't retry. And so it means that everybody he shafted, there's nothing. They can't get anything there.
All done.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, some cheerful news. Former Spice Girl Melanie Brown, also known as Scary Spice, is 4 months pregnant with Eddie Murphy's baby.
Okay, that was in the gossip pile that I was going to get to, and I swear to God, I didn't. One of the reasons I didn't get to it is because I put it at the bottom of the pile because it seemed too ludicrous to be true.
Well, she picked up $5,000 worth of Iris lingerie for herself and $300 worth of Le Perle men's undershorts for Eddie.
Along with Le Perle men's other cologne. Scary with this Mel B. This is the Spice Girl, right?
Yeah, she's a former Spice Girl.
This is so weird, man. I thought that Eddie Murphy was married, first of all.
Divorced from his ex-wife.
I thought he liked women with a penis. That was my understanding about him, is that that's the way that he was sort of... Well, whatever. I mean, she's hot. She's probably the second hottest Spice Girl after...
She's not looking so hot these days.
Really? Well, she's pregnant. What are you going to do?
I mean, no, even before the pregnancy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why? What would you say that? Why?
She's looking...
Haggard?
She hasn't taken care of herself.
Well, and those girls they were all shaving years. Like, I remember Ginger Spice trying to say that she was trying to say that she was like 24 or something. But clearly not. She was pushing 30 when they started that group. She's still the hottest of them all. But where is she now? Shouldn't she be hanging out with George Michael, feeding him a bowl of chicken soup or something?
She started a solo career for a while.
What's her name? Ginger Spice.
Jerry Halliwell.
Man. That's a girl, man. She missed her window to pose nude. I would have been all over that.
I'm pretty sure she did.
Yeah, but it was when she was young and flabtastic. It wasn't when she was all hot. It wouldn't work during the Spice Girls era. Thank you, Dennis. Dennis just did this. He cupped his hands in front of his chest and then extended them outward as far as they would go to indicate perhaps the size of her bosoms. Let's do one more here before we wrap things up with Tim Riley.
Well, Picasso's dream payment painting has turned into a $139 million nightmare for Steve Wynn. He's the casino owner, has all that money. Well, he had just bought this $139 million painting. He was showing it off to his friends like Barbara Walters when he accidentally hit it with his elbow and poked a big hole in it. Blank. Look what I've done, said he.
Oh, that's fantastic. Bam! That is the best story
he
of the
day. He just finalized the deal for $139 million for this painting of Picasso's mistress and was showing it off to his friends. But they say the cause of this is retinitis pigmentosa, an eye disease that affects his peripheral vision. Well, he struck the painting with his right elbow, leaving a hole the size of a silver dollar.
In a painting worth what?
$139 million.
You see, sometimes dreams can come true.
In other Vegas news, Casey Kasem's daughter will be doing the morning show on KXNT AM 840.
They almost hired me. I almost got a job
there.
Well,
they hired Kerry Kasem instead.
Well, I can't win them all.
All right, there you go. That's going out on a high. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley. Thank you. Oh, my God, I can't top that. All right, Dennis Pitzenbarger, I apologize that we're short on time.
It's okay. I'm just thinking the tape dispensers right there,
you
Steve.
Jesus, anyone? Man. You just go set yourself on fire.
No, that guy has so much money.
There are
no
profanities in the English language strong enough for that. What do you say after you put your elbow through $100 million Picasso? Crap. I mean, there's just no... What?
I'm certain it's not FCC legal.
There are no words. Anyway, Jesus. All right. You got the TV show?
TV show every Sunday, 12:30 on Portland CW. That's Channel 3, unless you have some sort of other device, and then it's Channel 703.
And in the Tribune as well, what are you driving this week?
I'm actually driving the BMW 335 Coupe, the new twin-turbocharged BMW. Nice little car. First time BMW's twin-turbocharged anything. Just a great car. It reminds you why BMW has the persona of being a driver's car, because it really is. It's a great car. I mean, $45,000 for a two-door coupe, not in my price bracket as of right now, but I'm working on that.
Excellent. Let's quickly do wrap up here. Mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today? How are things? How am I, more importantly?
Well, you know, the coupons, but you only teased 5 items.
Yeah.
And you only got 2.5 of them.
How did I get to half an item?
Well, because you said you were going to get to lots of gossip, and you only did story.
We had lots of gossip today. We had like a full hour, I would say, of Sarah and another girl and their mouths close to one another. That should count as gossip. Okay, Sarah right now is checking the temperature of her armpit. Wait, 92.
77.
Much lower. Mine was, 84?
You dead, baby. 77, that's wrong.
That's not wrong. Look.
Okay, you stay away from me. 77? That's not even room temperature.
No, it's 70 in here.
It's warmer than 70. Okay, that's just weird. Yes,
you,
I know.
You specifically told Jim Roop you didn't care about the Michael Jackson news, so there's... I think we're going to count that as one, definitely.
Okay.
And depressing TV news.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get to that either. It was too depressing. Well, we'll do it on Thursday when we talk to Carlin to pimp his Borders thing.
So we'll add 2, and that will put you at 53.
53? Well, that's still good, relatively speaking. I remember when I was at like 70. So there you go. It's all right. All right, thank you, sir.
Talk to you from home tomorrow. I got a day off, finally.
Excellent, man. We'll see you, talk to you tomorrow at the top of the show, then.
All right.
All right, there you go.
When are you actually going to cash those in? Or anybody going to cash those in?
Well, we were...
I'm waiting for the perfect time. I'm waiting until he acquires so many that it's not funny, and I'm going to make him do them all, so he just gets completely pissed off. Yeah.
Are those for you to administer when you are ready?
Yeah, she's the keeper.
Can't you just do 5 right now and make me happy?
Sid, real quickly, what do you got here, sir?
Well, I was thinking, you know, why don't you have people call in and try and stump you with a realistic, you know... pop culture question.
Oh, you mean for the Al Gore tickets?
Yeah.
Have like a stump the
quiz master? That's a good idea.
Yeah, because clearly there's no one anywhere in this building who's ever going to be able to best me at this.
Oh, my God.
It's true.
Get over yourself.
It's not even bragging. I would say that these are facts now at this point. It's no longer just my conjecture.
Let me stump you now.
It's the best phrase ever. Put on your other cologne before you do
all
that?
All right, quick, stump him.
Come on, stump me.
Okay,
stump me hard.
Elsewhere. You know the autistic ending, right?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Saying Elsewhere?
Yeah.
Autistic ending?
Yes.
What was the real occupation of the doctors, the father in it?
I don't understand.
In the last episode, the kid was autistic?
Right, Timmy was autistic, and
the dad wasn't really a doctor.
Dr. Westfall. You mean, what was Dr. Westfall's real...
His dad, right. What was his real job?
What was his real profession, you're saying?
Uh-huh.
You mean when they pulled back?
Yeah.
Okay, I know that. No, here's what it is. The answer is... Oh.
Oh.